And it was a record-setting Thanksgiving weekend for passengers passing through America's airports. On Wall Street, the Dow is 26 points higher. The Nasdaq is down 19. More details, srnnews.com.
As God calls us to serve Him, He calls us to study. Conservative Theological University provides studies on campus and online personalized distant education studies that lead to your certified degree. Earn your associate's, bachelor's, master's, or doctorate. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE today. Please leave your contact information for the staff to reach out to you. That's 1-800-GO-BIBLE for Conservative Theological University.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about perilous times. Do you see things changing? Have you noticed the change in the situations in America, the calamity, the chaos, the confusion that seems to be intensifying? Have you noticed that? Do you realize that it's as a result of what the Bible's already said shall take place in the last of the last days, where perilous, dark, dangerous, devastating, difficult, deadly times shall come? That's where we are. Just before the news break, I touched on a newsletter from Jay Sekulow, the ACLJ chief counsel. The headline starts out, "The FBI will crush you. The government will crush you and your family." This dire warning of the FBI whistleblower client to Congress should send shivers down your spine. He exposed the Biden deep state secretly targeting pro-lifers and all conservatives, treating all of us like terrorists. This triggered a firestorm of deep state retaliation. The Biden FBI unconstitutionally punished him by indefinitely suspending him, leaving this brave American and his family without any pay at all. Many of the Biden administrator's insidious attacks on faith and freedom are only coming to light because of brave whistleblowers like Agent O'Boyle are risking everything to come forward to Congress, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, let me go back and read that headline again. The FBI will crush you. The government will crush you and your family. That's the testimony from a whistleblower FBI agent that's now with the Jay Sekulow and the ACLJ defending him and coming forward, basically spilling the beans, if you call it that. I've called them thugs with badges for years now, and that's exactly what we see taking place today. We find today, ladies and gentlemen, the government coming against churches for wanting to feed the poor. I read that article earlier. We see today where the New York State can seize citizens, place them in quarantine and isolation with no due process, putting the state in full charge of them. We find today, ladies and gentlemen, where according to Jay Sekulow, an FBI agent has said that you know, the government, the FBI can crush you. The government can crush you. You remember, ladies and gentlemen, I believe it was a year, year and a half ago, Chuck Schumer warned, might have been 2 years ago, Chuck Schumer warned Donald Trump, be careful what you say, because the FBI and the CIA can get you six ways to Sunday. Well, ladies and gentlemen, he knew what he was talking about. The Democrats know exactly what's happening today. With the thugs with badges coming against Donald J. Trump to try to destroy him as a candidate for President of the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, across America, large companies today, large medical institutions today are once again forcing free citizens to take the COVID-19 death jab. I'm looking at a headline. Let me just read you blurbs of it. It's a five-page article. COVID vaccine mandates begin in a red state. The governor has declared Texas should be leading the fight against COVID tyranny, but publicly funded institutions are still allowed to mandate vaccines. The implementation of vaccine mandate at one of the largest institutions in the red state of Texas has raised concern over the diminishing state of health freedom. While a law that would provide Texans with vaccine choice remains stalled by the lawmakers. The Baylor College of Medicine, BCM, a medical school and research center in Houston, Texas, announced last week that it will mandate the latest COVID booster shots for all students, all faculty members, and all employees. And today, ladies and gentlemen, is about 2 days away from the deadline. This Baylor College of Medicine has announced to their 11,288 employees that every one of them must receive the new COVID vaccine or they are out of work. They've just announced that they must do so or they will be fired. They've got to take the shot by or before November the 30th. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that ought not to be done. The governor should demand, this one representative said, the governor should demand that we pass the COVID Vaccine Freedom Act in a special legislative session. We're watching perilous times. And it's not just a matter of one of these tentacles, or one of these fragments, or one of these smaller issues. It's a matter of the coming together of all of these issues that's causing the perilous times. And it's being brought about today in America as never before. Someone asked the question recently, is it possible that the devil is in charge of the Democratic Party? And I said, sure, he has been since its formation. We need to recognize what is happening. I believe we have Kevin on the line. Kevin, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, thanks very much for your program. I heard you talking about New York, what they're doing, and there's been, through my research, there could possibly be martial law and, again, forced vaccination of people. That's what this one girl seen 10 years ago in a dream. But besides that, I want to mention this man. If you could write down his name is Martin A. Armstrong. He was thrown in jail. He broke the code on the finances. And he's got one of the codes that can tell when the wars are going to start, when the finances are going to collapse, when all these things are going to happen. And everything he says confirms what God revealed to me. I believe the man is right on target, dead on target. He's not he was born and raised a Catholic, so pray for his salvation. But his name is Martin A. Armstrong, and the website is Armstrong Economics. So I encourage everybody, check him out, pray for salvation. But this man is right on target for what's going to happen. He's saying there's going to be martial law, there's going to be chaos, there's going to be revolution, there's going to be all these things happening. So he's saying everything you're saying, Dr. Youngblood, too.
Yes. Well, Kevin, let me just put a little parenthetical footnote on that. If he's saying that, and I'm not saying he didn't or couldn't or shouldn't, but if he's saying that, all he is saying in essence is that the word of God is being fulfilled. God's word says, Revelation the 18th chapter, this coming a day, there'll be a global economic financial collapse, a total collapse. God's word says in Revelation chapter 13 that an individual is going to step on the scene, and with an iron fist, he's going to destroy anyone and everything and everyone that does not follow the mandates and the dictates of his leadership. He will be called the Antichrist. We're seeing these things coming about. We're seeing, just as I'm talking about today, perilous times. That's in a prophetic text in 2 Timothy chapter 3. The first five verses in particular talks about what the perilous times will be like and what those will be like that's leading those perilous times. So you're exactly right. We see the Word of God being fulfilled each and every day. It should cause Christians, conservatives, and patriots to sit up, stand up, speak up before it's eternally too late. Kevin, brother, thank you so much for your call. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. God bless you today. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Love to hear from you. What are your thoughts? You think we're living in perilous times? What are some of the indicators that you see that cause you to believe that we're living in perilous times? I'm looking at another article that is a sister article to the one I read a moment ago. Headline, hospital system imposes COVID vaccine mandate for all of its healthcare workers. That's the Baylor Medical Center in Texas, 11,288 employees. And they've said in the reading of the total article, if you're a doctor, if you're a nurse, if you're a medical assistant, if you clean the floors, if you cut the grass, if you are employed by that organization, that by November the 30th, you've got to have the new COVID booster shot. They are not paying any attention to, could care less, ladies and gentlemen, about the health implications and what is taking place. I'm looking at a headline that says, new study aims to learn more about COVID-19 vaccine injuries. One of the most frustrating aspects of COVID-19, this writer says, vaccine injury, is the lack of medical and health acknowledgement, that the lack of knowledge of how to manage and treat all the side symptoms. Further, the article says, we hope to use this data to publish patent-driven data, more vaccine restrictions, in hopes of educating the medical community and other vaccine-injured individuals. It is has a plan, it says, to publish the results of their research in relationship to the danger that is found therein. But yet, ladies and gentlemen, there is hope. Listen very carefully. There is hope. Headline, Gold Giant, G-O-L-D, Giant, fires Christian for refusing COVID shot, now faces the music. Now I'm praying, ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully, that more and more of these cases will come to the forefront, come to fruition, that will ultimately bring about justice for those that have gone through the valley of shadow of death in relationship to COVID injuries and COVID deaths. In fact, an article that I have in my stacks, and this article is about 3 months, 4 months old, said that globally 17 million people, hear me, 17 million people around the globe died not as a result of COVID, but as a result of the COVID vaccine. But this article says, the gold giant fires Christian for refusing COVID shot, now faces the music. Newmont Mining Corporation, which says it's the world's largest leading gold company with additional production of copper and silver and zinc and lead, is being sued for religious discrimination. It claims it was just following the various mandates for employees having the experimental and now known dangerous COVID-19 shots. Travis Rogers, 56 years old, had been employed with the company for 7 months when managers imposed the COVID-19 shot mandate on him. The lawsuit he filed documents how he notified the company immediately of the orders, and they conflicted with his deeply held religious beliefs. He goes on to say in his notification to the company, I'm a Christian. Complying with the mandate would definitely burden my religious exercise because my religious faith, my body does not belong to me. It does not. I do not make the choices for my body. My Heavenly Father makes those choices for me through His Word. If you are demanding me to take what to place into His temple, then you are burdening my religious freedom by taking a choice of what God has, or what goes into my body, taking that choice away from God and from me. He asked to be allowed to work remotely, as many thousands of Americans did during the pandemic that came out of Wuhan, China, and circled the globe, killing millions. He had been hired to be a water treatment plant project director with a base salary of $155,000 and was assigned to work in the company in the mine in Peru. The company's deadline for taking the potential injurious shot was January 2022, and the company demanded answers and various questions. It goes on where they basically interrogated the man, tried to prove that he was not basing his decision not to take the shot on religious liberty. And as a result of that, he was ultimately fired. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the good thing is that there is a case that's been filed in the courts coming against the gold company that fired him. It is a hope in my, from my perspective, that more and more of these cases will come up. The company told him, your position requires you to travel to Peru, and vaccination is required for travel, and therefore to travel to work location in Peru, the company said. It claimed, as you know, we're in the midst of a global pandemic, and vaccination is critical for your health and for the health of others, and to have a safety protocol. A lawyer for Rogers, Stephen Murray of Denver, filed a lawsuit this month. It accuses the company of violating the Civil Rights Act and seeks an award of monetary losses as well as other compensatory damages. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but let me just simply say this. I'm praying that cases like this will come up across the nation that will be precedent-setting cases that will allow multitudes that have been injured by being forced to take the COVID shot and others that family members had been injured or killed as a result of it will have ultimate, redress in the courts. I find it egregious that states like New York now allow the quarantine and the isolation of people without any court hearing, without any defense, without any redress of just simply being able to do so. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 831-0917. The question is, do you believe that we're living in perilous times? Do you believe it's necessary? Listen, do you believe it's necessary, expedient, beneficial for Christians and conservatives and patriots, for churches, for pastors, to understand what that means and to warn about it and to say something that must be done in relationship to it? Ladies and gentlemen, you would think that that Americans would have already suffered enough at the hands of the big pharma and the Marxist media, the socialist governmental agencies. But finally, ladies and gentlemen, we're finding a few of the companies that forced the vaccination on employees are now facing that long arm of justice. It's sad, but ladies and gentlemen, according to the latest studies, with the millions that have been killed as a result of the COVID vaccination and as a result of the side effects, looking at one article, huge chunk of COVID vaccine victims hit with tremors, insomnia, muscle spasms. A new study confirms that almost one in three COVID-19 shot victims were hit after taking the jab with tremors, insomnia, muscle spasms, and much, much more, revealing the shot's huge toll in neurological complications. Report said the study found that 31.2% of vaccinated individuals soon were suffering from the neurological complaints that also included headaches, tinnitus, sleepiness, vertigo, double vision, numbness, taste and smell alterations, even cognitive fog or difficulty in concentration. And I could go on and on and on. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a sad state of affairs. But ladies and gentlemen, perhaps the most egregious case that I've read about recently is of a young woman in a Wisconsin hospital. Hear me, a woman in a Wisconsin hospital that was put to death, absolutely killed by the hospital. We'll read you some of the article. love to have your response to it. Headline, hospital accused of intentionally killing a teenager now faces the music. A hospital accused of intentionally killing a teenage girl with Down syndrome has lost its last chance to dismiss the case, and the case will now move forward into court in what her family says is the first of its kind jury trial. Now listen, this is a case that will set the precedence for future cases in America for those that have been aggrieved by the COVID-19 protocol through the CDC and the FDA. Listen to what this article says. Earlier this year, the tragic death of Grace Shara, S-C-H-A-R-A, Shara, came to light. In 2021, Grace died at the Elizabeth Hospital in Appleton, Wisconsin. She had been given a do not resuscitate DNR order without her or her family's knowledge or consent. Additionally, she was administered a cocktail of drugs, and it names the three drugs, which are known to cause hypoxia, or low level of oxygen in the body. Grace had been diagnosed with COVID-19, but her family said she had been doing relatively well, despite being in the hospital, yet they said hospital staff repeatedly tried to force the ventilator upon her without their consent, even as tests came back normal, indicating that she did not need to be ventilated. Eventually, her parents were banned from being in the room at all, despite the Americans with Disabilities Act, the ADA, requiring the right of an advocate. And though her sister was on site to serve as the advocate, Grace's family said the staff made decisions for her supposed treatment without consulting them at all. They were just making decisions on their own, the family said, without even communicating with Grace's power of attorney, which was her mother. They gave Grace a combination of drugs that none of us could have survived. When Grace's sister noticed Grace's hand growing cold, she told the nurses but was ignored. Grace soon had no pulse. Her eyes were rolling back in her head. Though her sister begged nurses to intervene, they did nothing. They had to sit by helplessly as Grace died at a young age of 19. But ladies and gentlemen, here's the crux of the five-page article. They have now filed suit. Historically, prior to this suit, the courts have deemed if the doctors and the hospitals follow the CDC protocol, they were exempt from any suit. They were immune from any harm or danger for any damages. This opens the door for the future potential of family members, to be able to get some redress out of the court system. So it is my prayer that this move forward. They've already now passed the threshold where the doctors, the hospitals, and their attorneys tried to prevent it from going to court. The courts have ruled that no, it can move forward because they violated the constitutional rights, the liberties of the patient, the rights of informed consent. The doctors, the nurses, and the hospital administrators refused to allow the parents to have any say-so. The one that had the medical power of attorney, which was her mother, was ignored, laughed at, mocked at, refused, and even chased out of the room, according to this article. And now the doors have been open, and keep praying that God will use that, because listen very carefully. It's not a matter of if, it's when, because we're on the very threshold this winter of going into another plandemic. We will enter into another state of panic, where the federal government, the CDC, the FDA, and now through the World Health Organization, thanks to Joe Biden, that will come onto the scene and tell us what we can and cannot do in relationship to the COVID vaccine or some of the other COVID so-called variants. Looking at a headline, CNN medical guest and ethics expert declares America must do more to punish the unvaccinated. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a mindset that if you refuse the vaccination, that you're the one wearing horns. You're the one that is guilty. You would think, ladies and gentlemen, that with all that we're seeing with the perilous times, you would think that churches of all places would want to take a stand for morals and ethics and values. You would think that pastors and preachers and spiritual leaders would want to say something and do something to warn of dangers ahead. But ladies and gentlemen, contrary to that and in contrast to that need. I'm looking at a headline, a Baptist church hosts the drag queen concert. The church featuring Flamy Grant, F-L-A-M-Y, Grant, a so-called Christian drag queen. Grant, who is a man, is from the Bible Belt, who will move you, soothe you, help you heal some trauma, and always leave you laughing. Money collected at the church will support Diversity Richmond, a hub of the alphabet activist. Baptist Church here in good old Richmond, Virginia, Richmond, Virginia, that's going to be hosting a pub, a drag queen sing-along. Apparently a very notable drag performer is going to perform at the church. And gosh, they want everybody to come on down, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, rather than churches being at the tip of the spear of taking a stand against immoral, ungodly, unholy, evil activities, it seems that so many of our churches have bought into the idea that they need to embrace the sodomite LGBTQ lifestyle. And yet government is, ladies and gentlemen, government today more than more is discriminating against Christians, discriminating against churches. Looking at a headline, government sued over its anti-Christian discrimination. A lawsuit has been filed against a county and town of Blacksburg, Virginia, after officials have insisted on keeping their anti-Christian discrimination in policy. The situation is over their decision to grant tax exemption for college students of another religion, but then refuse the same treatment for the Christian students. The case is being pursued by the Rutherford Institute, which explains the fight is over a Christian ministry's right to be treated equally with other religious and charitable organizations which provide similar services. The legal team explains, and it goes on to talk about what is taking place, how there's a discrimination by the government against Christians. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in perilous times. Headlines speaking of that, school prayer shut down in Oklahoma and Louisiana. Prayer is under attack in Louisiana and Oklahoma as embodiment by the atheists score big hits against freedom of religion in the schoolhouse. The Freedom From Religion Foundation, a notorious gang of atheists based in Wisconsin, is leading the charge in both states. Their aggrieved clients are always anonymous. But ladies and gentlemen, the point is that they're saying they can't have prayer. And it's where they were using the loudspeaker, the intercom system, and student after student after student, as they felt impressed to do so, could come and pray publicly. The school district immediately dropped its prayer time for the students as a result of that. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about perilous times. And the converse of that is that we need to recognize the times in which we're living. We need to go back to God. We need to seek His face. We need to pray. We need to confess our sins and ask God to heal our land. That's 2 Chronicles 7:14. That's the answer to the perilous times. That's the only answer that God gives us. We need to pray. We need to keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You